It's all golden to me.
It's my dream to have a golden beard.
Younger but looks older.
I'll even try a squat. Here we go. The 6 of clubs.
The golden.
Welcome to the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show. Thank you for joining us. Your host, Evan Golden, Golden TV in the studios here at the Berman Law Group. As always, today we have, man, I am a lucky man today. If you are listening, I recommend you actually joining the video side of this podcast, because in studio today, I have the cast of the Dining Divas television show. It's just the talk of the town. You've probably seen it on the CW down here. Hot show, which is beautiful, smart, intelligent, hungry women that are entrepreneurs, and what they're doing, just showing the best of the best in South Florida. And I have the privilege of having him here in the show, on the podcast. Get off of my face if you're watching. Here are the Dining Divas. Welcome to the Talk Golden to Me video podcast.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm loving the energy. They only showed up 45 minutes late, but they're not too much.
Well, like an hour and 15, but who's counting?
I was actually on time, but okay.
Christina was on time. Let's meet the divas here before we start talking about their tardiness. But we got to start with the queen, the founder, the creator of the Dining Divas concept. Please introduce yourself to us here.
Hey, everybody. Christine Curran here. Spicy Diva, the Spicy Diva.
The Spicy Diva. Keep going. Let's see what diva this is.
I'm Anna Reyes. I am the Sweet Diva. And I want to say, Evan, I love how you said hungry women, because that's like a double,
hungry.
It's in, you know, a double sense.
You like that, right? Yeah. I think we got to trademark that and incorporate that into the show. I know that you're booking me on your show after I got you on your show. We're talking post credits there. Let's keep going.
Sure.
More divas. Yes. I need to find them all.
Hi, I'm Denise. I am the newest of the divas, and I'm also known as the succulent diva.
The succulent diva. Wow. Yes. Well, welcome,
you can
rookie.
Always depend on Evan to make some kind of food
welcome.
Porn word out of it.
The rookie is here.
And I'm Christina Hamoud. I'm the sizzling diva.
Okay, sweet. The sizzling diva. I like that. Who you guys give yourself the nicknames? How does it work? You get like initiated, and we see your taste buds.
Yeah, kind of like it was something in the beginning, because we decided to pick names that all begin with S and have to do with food, but with personalities as well. So it was kind of, you know, something that just started that way.
I love it. So I think you girls like have the coolest job like in the world. You get to go to the most fabulous dining, restaurant, entertainment place, you know, hospitality places all over Florida, and kind of show the best of the best and what they have to offer. Am I understanding this? But obviously there's a lot more twists. Let's get deep into the show and tell all the viewers what Dining Divas is all about.
So Dining Divas is really a lifestyle show, but obviously it's mostly about the hottest places to eat and drink in South Florida. And then we kind of throw in a couple twists there with celebrities and influencers that we bring on to eat with us. And it's just a very all over. It's kind of like the Housewives meets Drive-In Diners and Dives is how I like to describe
it. That sounds like a winning combination right there. And every diva obviously has their role, right?
Right. So I go out to all the restaurants and I take one of my diva friends to eat with me each segment. So, and we usually do about 3 restaurants per episode.
Wow. CW, lucky to have you guys. So you could tune in Sundays at noon, 12 p.m. And this is a weekly show, right?
Yeah. So right now our new season starts in October. We just wrapped up season one and we're pitching season two now. So.
Okay. Exciting. So already season one in the books. Now there's a lot of like food shows that are out there. Typically it's men. I'm glad to see the women coming in there and not going just, you know, behind the kitchen, the whole cliche, but really kind of seeing the business the way it's run, finding out their whole marketing scheme and their layout. What kind of makes this food show different than other food shows?
So there's a few things that make this one different. One thing that stands out is that in each episode, we have a different celebrity or influencer, whether it's a food influencer, which there are many down here in South Florida, or, you know, local celebrities. So that kind of, you know, gives it a little twist. So we do an interview with them while we're enjoying the food. So it's kind of like we get to talk about the food. We, you know, we get to cook with the chef. It's a 3-part show.
I like that. So that's an interesting twist that you're kind of bringing on that extra set of eyes and ears that has a different perspective, a different look at it, or has some type of expertise maybe in one of those categories. Dining Divas, how did this rookie join the crew? What's like the process? How do you get in?
I'm always looking for girls that kind of fit in with the group. So, you know, one of our girls moved to New York, so I brought in Christina. So she was new at one point, and then now we brought in Denise. So, you know, it's nice to have a different group come in. Kind of like the Housewives, they always have new people joining in. to have new viewers. People like all the divas differently. You know, someone might like me better, someone might like Christina better, someone might like Anna better. So it's nice to have a nice variety of girls and ethnicities and
all flavors.
All the flavor. There you go.
I
she
love
described
that.
It perfectly.
I love that.
You should have a blonde in the group.
Is that's that what
true.
It was?
Yeah. We were missing a blonde since Paige left, so yeah.
Gotta have the blonde.
Of course.
Is it natural? We're
good. Doesn't
matter. Is anybody? Is it, don't worry about
we're
it.
We're in Miami. Who's natural, right?
Mm. Sheesh, true. Far and few behind. But that's what I like about you ladies is that, you know, you keep it pretty real and you guys keep it authentic. Is that hard on social media, on your show, to kind of just really be yourselves and show all of you? Because everyone wants to kind of have that perfect image.
I have no problem being myself. As you know, I've been in the entertainment business my entire life. So at this point, I don't give a what you think about me. So I think it kind of makes it more fun because I can just go out and just have a good time and not worry about it. I mean, sometimes I'm super drunk on camera and you see it and I'm like, whatever.
Wow, what a gig.
I'm very myself too. And also one of the things about me is that I have no shame when it comes to eating food. I'm usually like the trash compactor at the end that eats like everybody's leftovers. And I love it. I got no shame. I've done it all my life, so now I get to do it on camera. So
she really does eat all the leftovers. Yeah, I'm not. Leftovers. She will not leave the table until everything is in her stomach. Oh, it's hilarious.
Good for you. We don't waste food.
The servers come to take it away. I'm like, no. I'm still working on it.
Good for you.
But
that's
funny
nice.
That you mentioned that because sometimes when we go to restaurants and we'll do like live chats and stuff like that, people will be like, oh, don't eat too much, or you're so beautiful, I don't want you to lose your figure, and it's just. You know, we're being ourselves, you know, and we're a group of girls and we love to have fun and go out and eat and stuff like that. But I mean, it's just part of the lifestyle. But, you know, sometimes on social media, people do get pretty judgmental. And and especially if you try to be yourself and you try to be authentic, but sometimes you realize that people don't really want that. But I think we just all have to stay true to ourselves and have the best fun possible.
Great attitude. I like that. And it's hard to be. It is hard to be kind of 100% real in this day and age of social media. We had a guest come on here. They want like Instagram to like not be able to post pictures that have been like face-tuned and filtered. Like they want to have that block on like on posts now. So just to
Instagram would close down if that happened.
Man, really? It would just be all.
I mean, there was never face-tuned before when Instagram first started. It wasn't.
But there was always filters.
Yeah.
But I think actually that would be a good thing because I've been discussing this with friends. And the fact is, since everybody face tunes and edits their pics, if you don't do it, you're going to look like you're way worse than everybody else. But
it's
if
annoying.
No one can do it, then I think that's awesome.
I want to ask you a question, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So being a man, right, and let's say you meet a woman online. When you meet her in person and she doesn't look, she's like face tuned and she doesn't look the same. Like, do you ever have the nerve to tell them or turn them
you
down?
Only tell your, you only tell your friends in the group chat.
And, you then, don't, you and then you never talk to her again.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
But, you know, since we're on camera, it's a TV show. We can't hide it on camera. And it's what we look like. And, you know, it's a food show. So I don't think any of us are trying to be, like, super skinny because that's not, you know, the type of show this is. We love to eat. We love to have fun. And
I know by, like, season 13, you girls are going to be, like, rolling. You. Here we are.
The pudgy divas.
That's why we have some, you know, commercial segments at the gym and, you know, certain things like that to balance it out.
Listen, it's all in moderation. And yes. I know you girls like to dance and have a good time. So you're always burning calories on the move. Go, 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 which is awesome. What about, I have a question, like, you want to show the best light of these. Listen, I'm born and raised in South Florida. I'm a Floridian. I love everything from local businesses, everything down here. What about when you are at a restaurant and you see something that's maybe, I don't know, a roach, or you see something dirty or gross? Is there going to be like a behind the scenes DVD clips
we
coming out?
We haven't seen anything like that yet. I swear to God, we have not seen it. Maybe because they know we're coming, so they probably clean up like super good, but we have not seen any. Have you seen anything? Like,
no.
I've seen nothing that I was like disgusted by, and every place we've been to so far has been absolutely amazing. Like, yeah. I vet them before I bring them on the show, so it's not like just because you want to come on the show, you need to come on the show. So, you know, they're all really good food, really good atmosphere, and very unique spots. I
want to
know
more about that because a lot of restaurants and a lot of different venues want to know how they could be featured on the Diving Divas. So what is that kind of process, please?
I mean, it's just a matter of finding the right brands. So a lot of times we pair liquor brands with the restaurants. So it just depends on who the sponsor is for their segment. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that we skin the cat, like you like to say. So it's just a matter of contacting us. You know, first I have to make sure it's a venue that I want to portray on the show that fits with our brand. And then we kind of go from there.
Makes sense. It's got to be a match. It's got to be a match. Go to diningdivas.tv. You can meet the team. You could find out their scheduling, where they're broadcasting, and you could see all past episodes, I'm sure, as well, which is awesome.
And now we're on Binge Networks. You can watch us on Roku, Samsung, Amazon Prime, and like 90 other platforms worldwide.
That's great. I love the distribution just growing out there. And these are the type of, you know, the shows that really need the light and they need the exposure. And I'm glad you ladies came on the program to kind of educate people. I'm a big proponent of South Florida film and entertainment as well, because you don't have to be in Hollywood to produce, write, and create television. You're doing that right here. You're the producer as well?
I'm the producer, the salesperson, the website designer, the marketing manager, the salesperson.
You're not doing it all on your own.
All of it. Yeah, I mean, I have my partner, Rui, who does all of our filming and editing and stuff. So between the two of us, we've been working on this project for like 3 years now.
But outside of just production work, you're pretty much doing everything, the scheduling.
Everything.
Wow.
Booking the celebrities, everything. Yeah, I mean, Anna's helped with the last two celebrities too recently, so that's been helpful. Trying to get them more involved, you know.
I know, I'm like, I don't know when she sleeps, I don't know how she does it, but, you know, it's great. So, yeah, we all try to...
Team no sleep. Well.
But I feel like South Florida is, like, lacking with being able to find a way to be able to put their content on and monetize it. And so, you know, people ask me all the time, like, how did you do it? I'm like, very carefully.
You don't have to give your secret.
Yeah.
Don't give your secret.
No, of course not.
This show, actually, we're in talks right now. Some networks are looking to broadcast this show, so we might see this show on television as well locally.
Cool.
So that's a first announcement right now.
Oh, but exclusive news right here.
Yes, that's what we do. We drop that here, so we provide news. You guys want to play a fun little quick game, actually? We've been talking a lot.
Sure, I want to share something that was interesting.
Go ahead, Mom.
Being the newest diva, you may want to know why.
Go ahead, rookie diva. Yeah, talking to that diva. Mic, let's hear why you joined this crew.
One of the reasons why I decided to join was because of a couple of things. One, when I found out that this is one of those types of shows that the arts need to support, and that's very important to me. One of the things of putting the show out there monetarily to go ahead and get it supported, it's to support the arts as well. We're not supported by any of the other major corporations, so that is a really big, important thing to me, and for others that we get to book on the show, that they're supporting the arts as we're doing this.
I think that's a very important part, especially, like I was saying earlier, down here in South Florida. One of the criteria we look for in our show with our guests is people that are in the arts, so we could give them that platform and that exposure. So look, whether it's from sponsorship for future guest inquiry, go to diningdivas.tv, because now is the time to get involved. They only have so many commercial spots they could run. So it is at the end of the day, it is limited capacity, and businesses and brands are going to want to attach themselves to an enterprise that represents, to me, hungry, hardworking women, and that's what you all are
about.
Shout
out to 10 Spring Water right here in Boca Raton for sponsoring us, and the Green Pet Shop online. You can get all kinds of bougie stuff for your pets.
Oh, nice.
Those two have been very good to us. So
awesome. And that's what it takes. So I'm sure a lot more after the show. Viewers, listeners, support them. Christina, what's on your mind, Mama?
I was just going to say, not only are we divas, but our pets are divas too.
Oh, really?
Since she mentioned about herself.
Any of you guys got any little pups in the bags down there? What do you got? You bring this thing?
I have a cat, but she acts like a dog, so.
Yeah? We've had some cat lady. How many cats? You only have one?
Well, no, I had like five at one point.
What is with the women and the cats?
I took in a litter, and I was like, I had my one cat, then I took in a cat that had four babies, and then I had cats everywhere, and then I gave away a couple.
Let me hear your best meow.
Now I have one left. Meow.
You talk cat. You talk cat, right? Back up. Uh-oh. Room for another diva one day? Can we expand?
Well, I'm hoping to actually do Dining Divas, like the franchises, like the Housewives. So Dining Divas Vegas, Dining Divas Chicago, Dining Divas San Francisco, all the top foodie cities, and have like five or six girls that take on the same names as us, the Spicy Diva, Sizzling Diva, and so on, in each city, because I think that it would be something that people can know. They can always go to the Dining Divas and find the hottest, cool spot to go out to and see it from the front of the house to the back of the house. And then, you know, watch in a very entertaining way with the celebrities and all the fun banter and so forth.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to add, too, is that not only on the TV show are the restaurants getting exposure and all the brands, but also from our social media, from the stories, like so many restaurants that people don't know about it, that we feature on the show and are unique or different, and have people writing to me all the time and visiting the restaurants because even just things that we post online. So even if they don't get to see the show, it's, you know, they have exposure from all ends.
I think businesses need to open their eyes to that, because if they're like, well, what is your reach? All right, what is the reach? What, on our network or on every host's social media and their following or on our Facebook? I don't think they realize that the reach that goes to, like you're saying, your hosts are going to be tweeting and doing the social media. obviously with the broadcast
and we're
the show.
Obnoxious with social media. I don't know. Like, we're like, our stories are like ridiculous. But you know, I actually had a guy reach out.
We like that. You girls show all sides of you. That's why you're a great follow. We're gonna plug all your Instagrams after. I'm sure you can link them all right here on diningdivas.tv. What were you saying?
Yeah. No, I had a guy that actually reached out to me and said that because of my show, he knew where to take his girlfriend for the next date because he's like, if you guys love it, you guys are hot girls, and I know that my girl's gonna like it. You know, so it's a different kind of a foodie experience than watching Guy Fieri or, you know, any of these guys that are out there doing the restaurants and stuff. It's kind of a funner, it's coming from a woman's point of view, you know?
Listen, there's so many, you don't realize how many restaurants there are.
Oh my God, well, I know now.
So many.
What's the story that every couple has when they're driving home from work? What's the conversation?
What should we eat for dinner?
Where are we
going to
go?
Exactly. So people need to know new spots. So we're hungry, no pun intended, for information. We want to know where to go, what the hottest spots are. Or like, listen, people love deals too, because I notice on the shows, you're like, oh, if you get this, people love saving money, which is awesome. They mention the Dining Divas, they're getting discounts at this place, or you're telling them when to go and where to go. So
we've done a few giveaways as well, that if people, you know, follow easy instructions, they can win gift cards to restaurants or wine and different things like that.
Can't believe you said earlier that you didn't find one cockroach once.
I swear. I think they clean up like really good before we come in.
Dining Divas is a high class show. I don't think
we go to really nice places. Yeah.
I think what we need to add is that we just don't do restaurants. We also do other venues. So that could include hotel experience. It could include an experience at a jewelry store, high-end jewelry store. So the divas can go anywhere and actually showcase what they're best known for at that particular
As long as they're serving some food?
Well, so yeah, we did the Auto Toy Store, which was really cool in Pompano. It's a two-story, all exotic car, like fun house pretty much. And we had Chef Adrian from Chopped, Food Network's Chopped, come cook for us. So we had Ciro DiPaggio from Mob Kings come eat with us. We had like a 10-person dinner party there with Organica Vodka and a Flair bartender. Very fun, very high-end, very unique and different. We did a yacht shoot with DJ Irie and Chef Brett from Hell's Kitchen.
Ooh, I can't wait to see that episode.
Like, lots of really fun stuff.
That's going to be exciting. So that's great. Like we were saying earlier, the concept is a little different and it's authentic, which is very cool. So season 2 coming to all over. I didn't know you had all those distribution outlets now as well.
Yeah, so we're working on more as we speak. So I'm going to continue to keep putting our older content out for all of our sponsors and all of our venues, you know, to different distributions.
Dining Divas, this is fabulous. I'm proud of all of you, and I wish only many, many more seasons to come.
Thank you. You
deserve it. You deserve it. It's a great show. It's awesome. It's fun. There's nothing like that down here either.
There's nothing like it, I think, anywhere on TV, like what we're doing. I think it's very unique altogether.
Yeah, and it's great here in South Florida because there's a lot of food shows out there, but you see a lot of, you know, things in other states and other countries. So it's great for the local viewers to see unique and cool restaurants right here in their backyard.
We think about, even just from a tourism perspective, how many people are coming to South Florida all the time, don't know where to go, what to do, except for, you know, they go to the beach. So turn into Dining Divas and find those hidden gems.
That's
what I like, is that you guys are finding you're not going to the chain really restaurants.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not. But do make sure that you come party with us on the 16th of September at Mastro's. We are doing a Mastro's and Simple Wine pairing. Tickets are online on Eventbrite, on Facebook. I'll have it up on the website so you guys can find it there too. But that's going to be very, very nice.
I haven't ate there yet. I heard that place is fabulous.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So good. I've only eaten in the one in LA, which I love. And this one's on the water. I've walked through it, so
It's a beautiful venue.
Let's hear the Divas' most fabulous restaurants just in America. We're not going to Italy. One restaurant, if you could pick anywhere, we're going on a jet plane in America. Where are we going?
Oh, crap.
I'll let you think about it. The rookie's ready.
I would say Piazza's over on Las Olas.
All right. Piazza's Las Olas. Nice plug for them. They're paying you. Christina, what you got?
I like a lot of different types of food. I pretty much eat anything from like bone marrow to fish eyes. I love it all. Honestly, I really don't know. There's like, I mean, I like desserts. I really do like desserts also. But
you seem like a fearless diva. This one will put anything in her mouth.
No,
she was just saying that.
I want Evan to come up with some kind of sexual pun for something.
Well, that's not what I meant.
She was just saying she was putting cow tails in her mouth goat balls. What was she saying?
Wait, did you say goat?
No, goat balls. I said goat balls.
No, balls.
They're delicious, right?
Like a bizarre foods Dining Divas.
Well, this one's definitely got to be in here. Wow, Christina, wild one.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I didn't. My taste buds
are wild. Really? Man, I love
She's
the
exotic.
I like the housewives. Like, you guys have the names, but I think you got to add that the Haglands, like, you know, spicy diva. We'll put anything in her mouth. So I think we need the tagline to monitor.
That's a good idea. It's not a bad idea.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I like it.
For the after hours late night dining diva show.
Right.
We'll get you tuned in on that one.
I would love that. I would love for you girls to do like a live show after your show, like just even on social media so we could just tune in and
Watch us when we're really drunk, because that's usually when we're really tripping.
So you girls
really
all do, you do a watch party? You girls do, we should, invite me to the next watch party, please.
Okay, for sure.
Invite me to the next watch party. So you never told me your favorite restaurant. You just told me what you like to put in your mouth.
I can't even think. I like a lot of different restaurants.
I can't even think of one.
All right, just in South Florida. All right, South Florida alone. What's your like go-to? You want your man to take you out for that delicious thing. Where are you going?
Area 31.
All right, Area 31. Yeah. Perfect. Cool.
And not only for the food, but also they have like a really nice ambiance and stuff like that.
Of course, we're not just going for the food. I go to half the places just for like the bathroom cleansiness alone. It's true. Nah, kidding. What you got, Anna? What are you thinking?
Well, let's see. I mean, I love Prime 112, but I feel like that's such a like a classic, you know, that...
Hey,
but I
mean, bougie. But hey, don't disappoint,
never,
though.
It never disappoints. I know. It's a little bougie, but I love, for Italian, I love Cafe Violetto in Coral Gables. I wish it was a little closer, but it's just, they have, every day they have a different menu that the chef makes, and... It's incredible.
Ooh, I like that.
I have no idea. I mean, Queen Diva. I mean,
Do you even cook?
I do cook. I love to cook, actually. But, I mean, I like to cook for other people, and then I like to go out for myself, you know? Because I don't actually eat the food I cook, usually, because I'm smelling it the whole time.
You're picking
and I'm
usually,
tasting
right?
it. Yeah, you're picking at it. You know, see if it tastes good. It's not fun. I'm not, like, afterwards.
Usually
I'm like,
what I do is, like, whenever we go out and we do an episode at a restaurant, I'll be home trying to, like, mimic one of the things that I tried at the restaurant.
Oh,
I mean, it usually turns out to be, like, a total disaster, but it's fun.
That's cool.
It's fun to try.
I try to recreate it, and it just doesn't...
Great ideas for your show and programming. I'd love like the item of the day, a recipe, and have your viewers try to recreate that and make that.
Because the viewers
are coming from all over if we're watching online.
For sure.
And I mean, I want to try that. Is it worth me flying all the way to Miami to try it? Or let me try to make.
That's really cool, though. Maybe having the girls come in and try to see what diva makes the best drink.
You're gonna burn down a place.
That's a great idea.
Burn down a restaurant.
So we're in talks about that right now at the restaurant. But
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Kind of had a shake or stir.
Have the fire department on deck.
That's what I was saying. She said making drinks. I wasn't too scared. But if you say get in the kitchen, I'm going to get a little worried. The Dining Divas.
We've learned enough in the kitchen so far, right?
I think so. I think we can do it.
This blonde's gonna bring some drama into the divas though, huh?
The rookie.
She's like, look, I'm a rookie. I'm not ready to start speaking my mind yet. And you know, they don't even give her a mic yet, the poor rookie. But just wait. You're gonna blossom. This diva's got a lot to say, huh? This diva's got a lot to say. Don't worry, we're gonna leash you.
You're gonna leash me?
Yes.
Arthur, you're gonna leash me.
Oh man.
We were talking about animals earlier.
Not that she's minding.
We know she's the crazy cat lady, and I'm sure. Would you, if you had to eat one, like exotic animal, what would you eat, or have you eaten?
Exotic.
Any exotic type of meats
or delicacies. Depends what you call exotic. I mean, I like alligator.
You do like alligator.
I do like alligator. I've had shark meat and wasn't really a fan of the
Yeah,
shark.
I had alligator once in Louisiana. That's it. Alligator bites. Those are good.
Yeah, I had alligator bites before in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Anything else?
I've had rabbit, duck.
Dog, I've had dog.
Yeah, I've had rabbit and duck.
You ever have cat? So good sauteed.
Well, I did by accident.
No, I was just joking.
By accident.
You're going to give me a heart attack over here.
Wait, I got to hear this story when Anna ate a cat.
Because I was in New York. This was like long ago. I was in New York in this like in Chinatown, but it was like a very...
Oh, Lord.
It was like a very hole-in-the-wall restaurant where nobody knew English. And my uncle, for some reason, had heard about it. It was like an underground place. And so we ordered something that we thought was beef, and it was really chewy and really...
She ate a cat, people.
Oh my god!
But no, it was like one bite. That's pretty bad. Because when I found out, it's terrible.
How did you find out?
Because we finally found someone that spoke English, and we were like, "Why does this meat taste strange?" And,
what did it taste like?
It was like very, very chewy, and I mean, and it's just so sad because at the end of the day, like I love
Anna the eater.
Oh my god! He is on a roll today.
See.
I wanted you to meow when I was going to say the P word. Yeah, I wanted you to cover it. I was trying to hint you.
I mean, I've been to China and I've never had... I mean, actually, I don't know now.
Anna, didn't it give you away like the little cages in the back with the cats in the back? Didn't that give it away when you saw the cages all around?
Actually, it's happening.
That's terrible.
Actually,
horrible.
It's happening. Oh my god.
PETA's coming to shut down the show, by the way, after this thing.
No, it's happened right here in South Florida. It's come out on the news. there was a Chinese restaurant right next to Humane Society type of thing, and they were caught taking the animals from the trash and things like that. Or I don't know. It was something crazy that came out on the news.
I know they were eating a lot of the iguanas down here. Would you girls eat an iguana?
Well, so that's a new thing. Like, they're actually like cooking chicken. Yeah, they said they taste good. I haven't tried it yet. I don't know. Tried them
either. We actually have some iguana out here. Let me.
I'm sure you do. So.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait. I was like,
we
what?
Do actually. Can you, Jesse, can you bring me that tray? We have some iguana bites. We're going to try some.
If there's any vegan or vegetarians here, such Thank as you. My friend Jesse, who was a vegetarian up until a week ago when I took her to a steakhouse, then they'll hate us right now for this conversation we're having. I promise I would never eat a cat or anything like that.
Give the disclaimer. Look at her giving the disclaimer.
No, I was literally crying for like that whole day. I was young and I was so traumatized.
I quit going ahead.
Yeah.
Everyone take a little piece of an iguana ball.
An iguana ball?
No. Where have these balls been?
Yeah, I know, right? You got to feed the dining. You think I wasn't going to feed the dining divas? Come on. You thought I really had iguana meat here?
We got a break.
Oh no. Get back. All right, let's get back to our show. The grapes are good.
Oh my lord.
They're fresh.
That's a fancy thing. Where'd you get that?
If you search my Google history,
it's golden everything.
She knows. She already knows. I have a very serious problem where I just start anything I'm thinking of, I'll type in golden in front of it. Metallic gold, actually.
Metallic gold and find it. Yeah.
I search hard. They come from all over.
I've seen your outfits. I've seen your bathing suit in Vegas. I mean, you've had a lot of golden pieces.
I've embraced the name Golden to the fullest.
Well, you know what? I don't blame you for being blessed with such an incredible last name.
I do it, though, just so you ladies know, viewers and listeners, they're starting to understand, because I just want to pass on good, positive golden vibes,
Mike.
Good energy, and good aura to people. And that's all I share and spread. I want everyone to win. And that's what it is all about, the gold. So just you four ladies being on the show, you're getting the golden energy into your bodies. So
I can feel it.
It's being infected. And we'll go there.
Are there golden skivvies?
Gold, yeah. I got it all. I have a problem. Very bad problem.
Got golden shoes, golden everything.
I feel naked if I don't have some gold on. So it's become a part of me. But like I said, it's not for me. It's for the people I come in contact with to share.
Says I'm not a player. I just talk a lot. I mean, you do talk a lot.
Really? I'm trying. This show is for the guests to have a platform. I'm supposed to zip it up. If I've been talking too much, is that you? I didn't know if you were kicking me or she was playing footsie with me under the table. I got to figure it out. Is that you, rookie?
I think it was her. Yeah.
She could give me the eye. It's fine. Women want what they can't have. I know how it is. Why is that? Why is that saying?
I think that's more of a man thing. Men want what they can't have.
Women want what they can't have. Anna, back me up, girl. Anna, back me up.
Everyone in general. It's human nature. If something is too easy, or if something is guaranteed, you don't appreciate it as much, because naturally people like uncertainty. You know, they're attracted to it.
They like a challenge.
That's good.
But it has to be the right balance. Because if it's too much, then you get turned off, you get over it, you know.
Pretty much you have to play a game 24/7.
Well, not a game either. It's just finding the right balance, you know.
I love that, the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Humanity loves uncertainty.
They do.
I'm going to remember that one. Yeah. I think that's 100% true.
It's been proven. I'm a psych major as well.
You are. That's what I'm saying. It's not just beauty. There's brains behind these ladies. They ain't just eating.
Yes, we drop some knowledge in every episode.
I'm feeling that. I love that. But why the uncertainty? You think that the humans would like a safe route and not the uncertainty?
Depends on the person. Everybody's personality is different. There are people who like that.
Well, it's the balance. Even when kids are little, like they want to, you know, let's say that their parent is always after them. They don't want that. But they want to be able to play alone and do their own thing. But they want to know that the parent is like somewhere near if they fall or if they need them. But if they're on top of them, they're like, get away from me. So it's like a balance. It's just that's since we're born. But everybody, obviously, there's different levels of it.
The rookie.
Yeah, so I think it's about perspective and your experience in life. That determines how much the chase you want to have. I think that plays a big piece
of it. There's different levels of it. And some people,
stages of life.
Some people want to play too many games, and that's terrible as well.
Some people live for that chase.
Yeah.
I know. I have ex-boyfriends like that.
Christine loves the chase.
What's up? Are the dining divas, none of you have rings on the finger? All four of you? None of you are married? Is that a criteria you have to be?
I'm a single lady.
Wow. Four. What's up?
Relationships.
Christina, what's wrong?
Nothing. I was going to say something, but no.
Say it.
No, I mean.
You can't be shy on the show. You got to let it all out.
I just feel like in today and age, right, everybody kind of just wants to control each other. And it's like, if why am I not on your social media? Why haven't you posted a picture of you? And it's like, well, dude, I just met you like a month ago. You know, and I don't know if you girls feel that
way. So if you're in a relationship, are you are you sharing that relationship on social media? That's always like the big talk. Like, can you post a pic? Like, if I say I love you to my wife on social media, do you know how much more that means to her if I say it to her face with a roses and diamonds? Like, because I'm letting everybody know.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's your wife. We're talking about like
someone you just met.
Yeah, it's not only that.
They want to claim. They want to get claim. They want claim right away. I don't blame them.
Everybody wants to share and overshare, and there's just no privacy anymore. So it's like, are we single or are we not single? You don't know, and you'll never know. So
that mystery.
That is the
look at her trying to put that on.
Mysterious divas.
Right. I like your game, girl. I like your game.
Follow me on Instagram.
Nice. Everyone show me your last DM you got.
Huh?
No.
No?
No.
What do you mean no?
Did all of our faces just went.
I know, you got nervous there.
That's what my phone is DM you've gotten.
So. I know. You got out of there.
All of our phones are currently filming.
Do all of you have a secret vault on your iPhones?
Yeah, no.
Oh, wow.
I used to have one of those, but I've been in a relationship the last 2 years, so I got rid of all that stuff.
Oh, so you're in a relationship.
But even if you're in a relationship, maybe you want it for secret pictures of your significant other that you don't want anybody to see, you know, mm-hmm. on there.
Or of yourself, because you know you're going to look like that forever.
That is there very true.
Like my vault of me in my young 20s, oh man, that's so hot. You know.
Okay. You're having fun?
I've seen videos of you in your early 20s. That Thank TV you. Show you were on, which was
MTV?
The funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, it was MTV. Was
well,
it?
You did MTV
No,
thing?
She was a fan of Ivana Young Man.
Oh, my gosh.
That which, was like Ivana
I didn't
Trump.
See that one.
That was oh, yeah. Herself.
It was a young 20-year-old boy going after a 40-year-old woman worth $40 million. Ivana Trump's best friend. So if you haven't seen that show,
I haven't seen that
get
one.
A bottle of wine. I'll give you a DVD.
Yeah,
I'll send
I
you
a
DVD.
I only saw some clips, and I want to see the whole thing.
I think you divas that. Would fully enjoy that
and
show.
We'll have a diva wine night and watch it.
I'm sending you the DVD.
You, can well, be
you
the
got DVD player still?
I know. I'm like,
I have them on DVD, actually, which was
hard. I actually do on my computer still.
Like, all right, so I'll work. All right.
But when we have you on our show, you can talk all about the show. But I want to know, are you still in touch with her, or did you ever stay in touch with her?
So what happened was, is the show was produced by Fox, and it was supposed to air after, like, American Idol, like, my whole big break. And then it ended up, like, they took a money deal, and they sold it to the Oxygen Network and Women's Entertainment. So I was, like, bitter about it, because I went from, like, potential 85 million viewers to see the show to, like, I don't know, like, 8,500 people, unfortunately. But, what happened was the show was on the shelf for like a year and like 2 years through that sales process. So like I filmed it when I was like 22 and it aired when I was like 24, 25, something like that. Mm-hmm. So we kind of like lost touch just from the broadcast. But we saw each other for the premiere. She's a, you know, the Trumps, they don't talk to people like me. Yeah, that woman's I can't even understand her anyway. So there's no, she got a thick accent.
You need the subtitles.
I do need the subtitles. So, no more plugging that dumb show, which was a cool experience, and it made cougars fall in love with me. I was dealing with cougars before there was even the word cougar, which is awesome. But that's why they call me the golden child of love.
Oh. The golden child of he's got a that's lot a of a lot of
love child. So you're a total love
so
child.
So then, what was the weirdest real life DM before DMs that you've ever received?
I was getting awesome fan mail of like girls like in like. Underwear holding up a picture saying like I want Evan or Evan Wynn and like sending me real like pictures, and that was that's how you used to get it. You wow. actually get real fan mail.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should see
I got
get.
Two of them and I'll never forget.
I mean, we
those
get
two
a lot
girls.
Of questionable stuff.
Yeah, we get a lot of that.
Yeah, but I just learned something too. We had we had Rachel Bush on the show, and she was telling us like if you get a D-pic on a DM that it like blocks it out, you can't
yeah,
see
well,
it before you open
now
it, right?
It's blurred and it
yeah,
is
see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I get a lot of those. Yeah.
So you're getting a lot of blurs?
I got a lot of blurs. But once you click, because what happened to me is I saw the blur, I clicked on the blur.
The D-pic is, I'm not a fan
like,
of it. It's
whoa.
So stupid. Look,
especially
I know how.
Especially if you don't know the person.
Well, what
why do I want to see a random.
Like,
you know?
I take my phone, I push it in my stomach an extra 2 inches. I know the angle. I'm sending you like an 11 inch thing and I'm working with. Like, I know, like, come on.
But I haven't met one girl that likes an unsolicited dick pic, so I don't understand why men are still doing it. Can you answer this?
men, what happens is men like to compare, I think, the sizes of their penises a lot. You know, you're at the urinal, you do a little check down. So, yeah, that's
what it is. I think they're going through our profiles, getting hard, and then being like, oh, I gotta show her what she's doing to me. And like,
that too. I think that too. I think men are just very insecure about their manlyhood, and they're begging for a positive type of reinforcement comment back to
from a strange woman that they never met.
Respond, LOL.
Replying, I'm reporting you for sending me child pornography, I think is the best thing to reply back with.
I just tell them that I'm going to post it with their name on it my social media, and they stop writing after that.
Damn, man.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true. If they're not shy about it.
Anna, don't mess around, Anna. What's up with you? How are you still single? Called out.
Like I said, you don't know if
you don't know if we're single.
Have to watch the show to find out.
Yes. There it is, Dining Divas, the plug. DiningDivas.tv. Tune in on Sundays to find out all about it. Because you girls share everything about your personal lives on the show, right?
Oh, as soon as we have our first cocktail, it's all over.
You just start spilling?
That's why I avoid the cocktails.
Oh, no, wait. First of all, that's a lie because I got her very drunk.
She's like tries to be so like secretive.
No, I got her very drunk and it was hilarious. And I'm going to get her drunk more often because it was super fun.
That's true. I don't think I've ever seen her drunk.
She's like, whoa. So
that was the first.
Christine, I'm really drunk.
You're the angel?
Yeah.
I took lots of videos of it.
I know. I saw your story.
Wow. The Dining Divas. You girls are fun.
Thanks.
We've only just begun.
I know.
What's it called, like, when all five of us, like, kiss? I know there's, like, a triple kiss, a quadruple kiss. What would it be if all five of us just kind of got in?
The diva kiss.
The diva kiss? I'll have my producer try to set up the camera for that. For the closing shot. You girls ate iguana balls. We talked about your show, your personal lives, DMs. That this one's just getting them from all over. Good for you.
All over the world. She's getting them from every country.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Christina.
Angel. So Dining Divas season 2, any preview, some spots, I need some plugs, any new spots already booked that we know that's coming for season 2?
We just started filming, so we just filmed over at Duval and Bourbon. That was a lot of fun. That's where she got drunk.
It's the restaurant is amazing.
Super cool, right in the Cove phenomenal. In Deerfield.
Really, that's a nice little spot.
Mm-hmm. It was Sugar Island Rum, which is like the best rums ever. That's what got her drunk.
Beware of the cocktails.
Beware of the Sugar
Island. Is she even 21 this one? How old is she?
I know.
Watch the show and you'll find out.
Man, be plugging that show. We're watching it. Don't worry. The viewers and listeners are on. Don't worry. Your social media is blowing up already. I already got people DMing me about the show on you right now. Don't mess with her. She's a tough cookie.
Tough cookie. Well,
that's what they're calling you.
I like cookies.
You should have brought cookies instead of grapes.
I know, really.
Did you know?
It's hard to eat while we're talking. I know. We want it.
We don't have a problem doing it. We're professionals. Yes. We eat and talk all the time on camera.
That's a talent.
Because
they tell you can't chew. You know, mouth open. How you perfected it? What I do sometimes is like I'll take a sip of water and I'll like store it like a chipmunk somewhere and I'll talk with it and then I'll swallow. You ever do that? I catch myself
doing that with food. Yeah.
Do you do that? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it right now. I have the water. In here, see, it's right now, in the chipmunk.
And you're still talking.
Still talking.
Yeah.
Ah, then I swallow.
Yes. Oh, then you swallow.
Good job.
Stupid, dumb. I don't know, it's horrible. Okay. Horrible move.
So you're not a spitter, Evan.
I am not. Busted. She got me back.
Spitters are quitters.
She got me back. Spitters are quitters, man. What has been in these ladies' mouths?
A lot of crabs. Delicious food from the best restaurants in South Florida.
Lots of beef. Lots of meats.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You girls are naughty. Naughty divas. Why are you getting on? Look at her. She's praying over here. You guys corrupted her. She like seemed like the innocent one when she joined you. You guys
she is the baby of the group. She's the youngest.
I could tell she's
the baby of the group. Yeah.
You guys are going to corrupt this young girl.
I'm not corrupted.
I could tell her. You're just praying when she's talking about putting some meat in that mouth.
I didn't say anything.
Wow.
I thought it, but I didn't say anything.
The fact that I still would make out with Anna, even though after she ate a whole cat, just shows me like how much my admiration is for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. We go way back, though. I've known Evan for a long, long time, since he was in that show.
Yes. Oh. Listen, that's one thing is you got to support, the arts got to support each other. You're kind of alluding to that. it's good for everybody. You want success on everyone. What's good for our network is great for everyone. So I always try to support your show and all your endeavors. You've done some awesome things with a model search, which I hope you bring back because that was awesome.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up. Are you ready for this information?
That was like one of the best things in South Florida.
Was that not the VIP awesome. Model search was the best? I was actually surprised when I got there myself and saw all those people showed up to my event. I almost cried. I was like, holy crap, 450 people are here. Oh my God. And it was all like celebrities. It was, you helped me a lot with that. Thank you. You're the bomb. But we are doing something that's even bigger and better than that. And you are, this is exclusive news.
Right, only on the Golden Tee Video Podcast. Breaking news. Yes. Yes. I need a good music beat for breaking news. Yes. I'm going to have post-production
at that. We're doing the Influential Model Awards, which is going to be the first ever in the world and the way we're doing it. So we are bringing in, flying in girls from all over different countries. And we nominated them for different categories, best in dance, best in yoga, best in swimsuit, and so forth, like 25 categories. And then we have the best overall influential model of the year award, which will be on voting online. And it's going to be like the full blown Grammys Emmy type show. I mean, wow. Red carpet to the max. We're going to do a VIP yacht party. So you can actually buy a ticket. It'll be open bar, top food, everything. And you can meet all your favorite influencers from all over the world. And we already have about 30 girls confirmed. So we'll have about 80 total.
I love that concept. That's great. You know, I've met a lot of influencers just even through the show, and when you find out so much about them besides like their booty pictures, but some of them are fighting, chronic illnesses, and now they're working with charity and giving back. So you see mm-hmm. that so many of them are actually using their platform for such great causes and outside of just getting your typical, butt shot. So it's going to be very exciting.
That's one of the categories is best in service and charity as well. So, and we're going to be, we have another charity that's going to be involved with that too for the online voting. So
that's going to be awesome. Only women. So it'll be,
it's all female empowerment award show. So it'll be something like, there's like a show in Monaco and there's,
that.
Yeah. Support the women.
Influencers are the new celebrities too. So have all female show and it's all these big influencers all around the world, all the different categories. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, you just look at the way advertising is right now is in moving towards influencers, and it's not just like it's not the Kardashian influencers.
It's the micro.
Exactly, because you see their reach and how much they reach, and the impressions just cost per reach is it's a no brainer for businesses.
Yeah, like when I'm gonna buy clothes, pretty much everywhere I go shopping is because I saw it on Instagram. You know, somebody wore it, or I saw the store, and that's how people are about everything. Food, restaurants, I mean, anything.
You know how I've been ordering, talking about food, you know what I've been ordering now is I'll go to a restaurant and I'll just go to their Instagram places and just kind of look at their top posts and just kind of see a meal that see. I'll be like, waiter, I want this. And I just point to the picture on my phone. That's what I did. That's what I do now.
I do that too. When I'm at the restaurant, I'll be like, I'll look at the menu items, but it's so much better to see a visual. So I'll look and I'll
Anna takes about 30 minutes to order. So Anna asked the waiter, so wait, which one's better? And then the waiter tell him, no, I don't want that. Never mind. So wait, what about this one? No, not that one either.
Well, clearly when we go to eat, it's on the show. So they basically bring us what they
bring. Well, yeah.
So.
But I mean outside of the show.
I can't do that.
Outside of the show.
If I go to a restaurant, usually I'll ask the waiter, I'll be like, what's the most popular thing? What's the best thing you have on the menu? What does people come here to eat? You know, tell me,
Because that's what's going to be the best for them. If you order something like chicken at a seafood restaurant, it's like that's not a really good idea.
Because sometimes if you ask them, what's your favorite thing? That's his taste buds or her taste buds.
What do they have horrible taste?
Yeah. That's why I don't ask them. I'm not saying, what is the most popular thing that they eat? Exactly. That's what I ask.
What are you known for? I always ask. Like, what's your
most popular? What type of food do you like?
Come on, you see this dad bod? You think I'm missing any meals? I eat everything. I eat everything, girl. Everything.
Well, we know you're swallowing.
You know what I don't eat that I get made fun of a lot, though, is I don't eat condiments, really. And it's an insult to the chef. That's just the way I was kind of like born and raised, is that if I'm having like a nice juicy burger and I need to add ketchup or mustard to it, then it wasn't cooked properly with the right spices or the right meats.
I do it for the sauce. I need sauce and everything.
I agree with you. Like with steak, if it's a good juicy steak, you don't need any sauce. If the steak needs sauce, it's probably not cooked right, or it's just not a good steak.
Exactly. Sorry. Man, we could talk food all day long, huh?
Yes, we can. Food porn.
Weren't we going to play a game?
You remember that? Yeah. You ready for it?
Well, she's the baby. She wants to play games.
If you lose, If you lose, though, the punishment. Dun, dun,
dun. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's a bonding game. It's just the sentence game. Listen up, girls. I'm going to explain the rules one time and one time only. And if you mess up, the punishment could be very, very severe. But the game is called the sentence game. We're going to say one word only, keeping the sentence going and going and ongoing and ongoing. You could only say one word. You say two, you're out. You understand the game? Good. I'm done explaining the rules. I hope you know. Rookie, you're good. Make sure you use the mic so the viewers and listeners can hear you. We'll begin the game just like this. Ready?
Crap, what did I get ourselves into?
I know. You asked for it. Ready? Christina
said
that she
is
a
piglet
because she went
to
the
park to ride
a
pig.
You know what's so
you
funny?
You girls killed that game.
You know what's so funny? That my last name is Hamoud, and when I was younger, I used to be made fun of, and they used to call me like pig or piglet or...
Wouldn't they call you cow for moo? What is
Hamoud? H-A-M-M-O-U-D. Hamoud. So ham.
I'm still only hearing cow in that.
Oh, ham.
I'm only...
Ham. Like okay. Hamoud.
See,
that's really far-fetched, but yeah, I mean, kids are in their imagination. Yeah, when I
was Hamoud. Yeah, Hamoud. They see the ham. Wow. See, that's I would just be like, Hamoud, bitch, get out the way. That's all I'm thinking. I don't know. I was just hearing the moo in that.
Yeah.
What's your nationality?
I'm Mexican-Lebanese.
Nice little combo there.
Thanks.
Cool. That represent those countries.
I know, and everybody's always like, you need more diversity on your show. I was like, obviously you don't know who these girls are.
Yeah, let's hear. What is it? Let's
so
go through.
So they're all so diverse. I'm like, you know, if everyone says like, oh, Latin, you have too many Spanish girls. I'm like, but they're all different Latin from different parts of the world. Like, what is it? I don't understand. What, you just want different looking people?
The show's in South Florida. We're pretty much we are Latin countries right down here, right? Where are you representing?
Panamanian, but I have all cultures. I even have, I'm part Chinese, which I wish I knew the language and I would have never eaten the cat. But yeah, I have all types of cultures, but my parents are Panamanian.
Where are you from?
I'm actually Puerto Rican and Cuban. I had my DNA done, so I found out.
Oh, you used one of those companies?
Same. I did.
That means now she's in the system.
I am in the system, yeah. Well, as it turned out, I found out that I am Hispanic, primarily from Spain. And also Scottish.
Wow. I did one of those as well, and I have this guy, Harvey Golden, contacting me through Facebook now from it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of family members that have contacted me that have found me through 23andMe also.
I'm like, all right, we found each other, so now what?
Now what do you do?
It's like,
they're going to start asking you for money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nah, this is a nice guy. He wanted to really know, like, heritage and pictures and stuff like that. And then they asked for that.
Well, you should really wonder whether or not there'd be someone showing up at your door that you didn't know you were a father to.
Oh snap, I'm deleting
myself from
that. You took it there.
I can't get deep enough to have babies, don't worry. It's the Jewish in me. When they circumcise me, they cut way too much off.
Oh, Lord.
Sad story.
TMI.
I thought we tell all on the show.
No, that's true. We love that you like to share a lot.
Yeah, you're a sharer.
We share all.
You're a sharer.
There's no such thing as an overshare.
Sharing is caring.
Listen, that's how it should be in life. It's
way more fun that way.
Words are just air. Just say what comes to your brain. Don't keep it in. Let it out, Christina. Let it out.
Let it out.
Go for it. Let it go. Try it. Ooh, just say what's on your mind. Feel how good it feels. Go for it right now. Say what's on your mind.
Well, I'm actually starving.
More iguana balls?
I don't want more iguana balls.
She wants real meat.
I'll take you to craft services. Let's end this show here, girls. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much. The Dining Diva ladies were fantastic. You got a new just loyal fan. You've had me before, but I'm going to start blowing up the show more and more for you girls any way I can. So diningdivas.tv, go to their website. Make sure you tune into the CW SFL Sundays at noon. Awesome having these ladies. If you're watching, subscribe, like, give them some comments. Please follow them all on social media. They love it. They'll follow you back. They will not answer your DMs. Christina may
or may
not.
If they're blurry.
Yeah, blurry DMs are no good.
If they're blurry DMs, no.
DiningDivas.tv. Awesome show. Appreciate, honestly, your girls' time and what you're doing. I know it's a lot of hard work. It's not just glitz and glamour. I know you put a lot of time, blood, sweat, effort into that. We didn't really get into that. But I know what it takes to make TV production, how many hours you're putting in. And it's a great show. It's a great concept. So
Thank you, listeners,
tune in to DiningDivas.tv. Everyone at home that is watching this, awesome. If you're listening, go watch this YouTube video because you're going to want to see these Dining Divas. They're fabulous in person. Evan Golden from another episode of the Talk Golden to Me video podcast, as always, from the lofts of Berman. We out of here. Let's feed these girls. Peace.